Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific, very satisfying kind of edit, taking a soul pride style funk break, or any classic 90s breakbeat, and tightening it into a dark, rolling drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12. The vibe target is important here. We want it punchy and controlled at modern DNB tempo, like 170 to 174, but we do not want to erase the human swing that makes jungle and DNB feel alive. So think anchors, not perfection. We'll lock the backbone, and we'll let the little ghost notes breathe. All right, open Ableton Live 12 and start a new set. Step 0, quick project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling DNB. Now make two audio tracks. Name the first one Break RAW, and name the second one Break Tight. Break RAW is where we'll warp and process. Break Tight is where we'll resample and commit once it feels good. Turn your metronome on. I know it's annoying, but it's your best friend for warping. Especially as a beginner, you want that click telling you the truth. Step 1. Import the break and choose the right warp mode. Drag your break into Break RAW. Click the clip to open clip view, and turn warp on if it isn't already. Ableton usually guesses the tempo, but it's not always right. If the SIG BPM looks way off compared to what the loop feels like, adjust it roughly. Don't stress about perfection here, just get it in the ballpark, so your markers behave. Now set warp mode to beats. This is the classic drum warping mode because it's designed to respect transients. Set preserve to transients. Transient loop mode. Start on forward, and then envelope start around 60 to 80. Here's what envelope does in plain language. It's basically how tightly Ableton clamps down on the transient slices. Too low and cymbals can get spitty or weird. Too high and tails can smear or feel unnatural in a different way. If you notice the top end turning into sand, try dropping envelope toward 40 to 60. If it feels smeary and messy, push it up toward 70 to 90. Do this now, before you start adding distortion, because distortion will exaggerate any warping artifacts. Step 2. Find the true one and lock the loop. This is the most important part of the whole lesson, so slow down here. Zoom in on the start of the sample and find the first real downbeat. Usually it's the first solid kick transient. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now set your loop braces to just one bar first. One bar is your microscope. If you can get one bar stable, you can get 8 bars stable. If one bar is drifting, 8 bars will be a mess. Hit play with the metronome. Listen for the snare landing roughly on beats 2 and 4. If it's drifting, don't panic. Add a warp marker on the snare transient and gently nudge it closer to the grid. And here's the key mindset. Old breaks are not perfectly even. If you try to laser grid every tiny hit, you'll win the grid battle and lose the groove war. We're going to tighten the core hits and let the rest keep its attitude. Extra coach trick, while you're checking timing, loop even smaller sections. Loop just 2 beats, like beats 3 to 4. If it feels stable in these tiny windows, it usually holds up across longer phrases. Step 3. Tighten the timing without killing the groove. You have two options here. I'll explain both, and you can pick based on how you like to work. Option A is manual warp tightening. This is the best sound most of the time and it's very beginner-friendly, because you're making fewer changes. Find the main kick or kicks, and the main snares on 2 and 4. Add warp markers only on those big transients. Then gently pull those onto the grid. Leave the ghost notes alone. Leave the little grace hits. That's the funk. Think of it like setting tent poles. The poles go on the grid. The fabric between them can move. Option B is slice to MIDI. This is fast and gives you a ton of control for edits and fills. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in drum rack preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip triggering them. Open the MIDI clip, select all notes, and quantize. But don't quantize at 100%. Set it to 1/16 and aim for about 60 to 75% strength. And here's a classic DNB pocket trick. Slightly late snares feel heavier. If your groove feels too eager, nudge only the main snare notes later by about 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not the ghost snares, just the main backbeats. That creates a heavy drag without making the whole loop sloppy. Step 4. Extract the break's groove. Controlled swing. Now we do something that feels almost like cheating. We steal the break's own feel and apply it in a controlled way. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open Groove Pool on the left. Click your extracted groove and set timing to around 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. Velocity around 10 to 20%. Random at 0 to 5%. Then apply that groove to your sliced MIDI break. Or later, to any hats or percussion you add. This way your backbone can be tight, but the micro feel still has that 90s DNA. Step 5. Make it darker with a stock device chain. We're going for darkness and menace, but not dullness. Controlled top end, thicker mid-range, and a brake that feels like it's pushing forward. On your brake track, add this chain. First, EQ8. Add a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleaning rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it's too bright, gently shelf down from around 10 kHz. And here's a pro-sounding tweak. Sometimes instead of shelving down all the highs, you can do a narrow cut around 7 to 10 kHz where the harshness lies, and keep a tiny bit of air above. That keeps it dark without sounding like a blanket is over the drums. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Damp around 10 to 30% to darken the top. Boom, be careful. 0 to 10% around 50 to 60 Hz. In drum and bass, your bass line needs that space, so if boom is fighting the sub, turn it off. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Next, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not smash. Optional for extra 90s grit. Redux. Downsample lightly, like 2 to 6. Dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. You want crispy edges, not broken audio. Important coaching point. Avoid loudness bias. Every time you add drive, crunch, saturation, or compression, match the output level. Use the device output knobs or drop a utility at the end. If it's louder, it will always seem better. We want it better, not just louder. Also, consider mono discipline on the low end. Old brakes sometimes have weird stereo low content. Put a utility after the chain, and make sure the low end is centered. If your Ableton utility has bass mono, use it. If not, just be mindful with EQ and stereo width. Step 6. Add modern punch while keeping the 90s brake identity. This is the classic formula. Brake texture plus clean one-shots underneath. Create a new MIDI track with a drum rock and name it Punch Layer. Load a tight DNB kick with a short tail and a punchy snare that has some mid weight. Program a simple pattern. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Now blend it under the brake. The brake is the character. The one-shots are the consistency and impact. If it sounds flammed, that's timing alignment. Go to the mixer and use track delay on the punch layer. Try nudging it earlier by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Align by ear first. Then confirm by zooming in and looking at waveforms. If the low end feels hollow or cancels, try tiny timing changes or even test phase inversion with utility. Don't leave phase inverted unless it clearly improves the punch in mono. Step 7. Resample to commit the tight break. This is how you get that edited, I meant to do this vibe. And it saves CPU. Create a new audio track called Break Tight. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your processed break. Then consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J so you have a clean chunk. Now you can chop, reverse, and arrange quickly, without being stuck in endless tweak mode. Extra workflow upgrade, resample two versions. Make one that's tight and clean with minimal processing, and one that's tight and dirty with extra grit. Then blend the two like parallel processing, just with faders. Super fast, super musical. Step 8. Arrangement ideas for 90s darkness, 16 to 32 bars. Let's lay down a simple blueprint you can copy every time. Bars 1 through 8, intro. Use EQ8 and low pass the break somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so it feels filtered and teased. Add a sparse hat or ride if you want. Optional vinyl noise, but keep it subtle. Bars 9 through 16, drop a full break plus punch layer. If you want more texture, add a second break very low in the mix, like -12 to -20 dB. It's there to add dust, not to be heard as a second drum performance. At bar 16, a small call fill. Nothing huge, just a punctuation mark. Bars 17 through 24, drop B variation. Do a classic tension move. Remove the kick for one bar, then slam it back in. On the last two beats of a phrase, try a quick stutter edit, like an 1/8 stutter, or even tighter if it still feels musical. Bars 25 through 32, fill and exit. You can do a snare roll by retriggering slices, or do a short reverb throw on the last snare. For the throw, make a return track with hybrid reverb. Use a very short room, like 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz on the return, so the space stays dark, then automate the send just on the last snare, so it blooms and disappears. Arrangement coaching tip. Rule of 1. Pick one signature microfill and repeat it at bar 8 and bar 16. That repetition is a huge part of the 90s feeling. And one more impact trick. Right before the drop, remove a frequency band. In the last beat or two, automate an EQ dip around 200 to 500 Hz or low pass down to 2 to 4K Hz. Then release it on the downbeat. The drop feels bigger without adding anything. Common mistakes to avoid as you work. Don't overwarp everything. If you're adding a warp marker every other hit, you're probably editing the life out of it. Don't crank drum bus boom and wonder why your sub is muddy later. Don't quantize at 100%. Use 60 to 80% so it still breathes. Don't ignore phase and flam when layering. If it's weaker with layers on, something's misaligned. And don't be afraid of a darker top end. A lot of dark rollers are controlled up top. The fizz is not mandatory. Mini practice you can do in 15 minutes. Import a break, warp it in beats mode. Tighten only the first kick and the main snares. Slice to MIDI, quantize to 1/16 at about 70%. Add drum bus with drive 10, crunch 10, damp 20, resample 8 bars. Make one bar fill using 3 to 5 micro chops. And make one drop variation where you remove the kick for one bar. Your deliverable is a 32-bar drum section that feels tight, dark, and rolling.